You already know, man. It's your boy YG, number 35. Chrome, I'm in the cut.
Oh, man. It's Brandon Band.
It's your boy Houdini Gag.
You already know, we're coming blue for this shit, UTM shit. We all here. Fucking We Love Hip Hop.
We Love Hip Hop.
Slim Danil.
Chopstar.
Shout out We Love Hip Hop. Shout out the world's most smoked out podcast, 905.
Jelly 2 Fly. You already know what it is. We out here. We Love Hip Hop. Stay tuned. We rocking. Shoot it.
You already know what it is. Bali, AK Ballman in the cut. 365 shit.
Yeah, you know it's your boy Slime.
You already know it's Young Daddy, man. 365 shit.
Yeah, you know what's going on. 365 shit. It's KG.
And you know, shout out We Love Hip Hop. Shout out Friday. Shout out
shout
PK.
Shout out We Love Hip Hop, man.
You know, 365 in this guys, bitch.
Bro. You already know it's Smiley, Mr. B.O.B. Shout out We Love Hip Hop. You know, we're in the building. Gang.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back. Smoke a fat ass joint, too.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, say along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
More fire.
Start this The Last Mohicans by Mr. Rochester. We Love Hip Hop alumni.
Yeah. From the jump. If you wanna eat, you gotta hunt. We don't wanna hear your excuses. All they wanna hear is exclusives. Looking for a come up. All I do is hustle to the sun up. I ain't got time for the drama. I got big plans for the summer. Looking like a boss in the making. I'ma take it back to the basics. Pop pills till you feel Neo. I'm just trying to get you out the matrix. Feel like we're the last ones left.
Okay.
Alright, this track is Strategist featuring Ramon and Project Pat. This Money.
What you know about the street life? Gotta eat right, bags under eyes, cause a nigga never sleep tight. Ducking D's, moving P's, pushing keys white. Yeah, we get it poppin', let me show you what the East like. You ain't been around the realest. You ain't been around the trillest. You ain't been around them willies and the villains and the villains and the motherfucking killers. My niggas live a top tier lifestyle. We ain't stacking hundreds, man, we stacked out.
Hey, so we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We Love Hip Hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Camouflage Lodge Ninjas, aka watching the Sav's Cut Eye.
I got one for Friday. AKA I did 6 clothing changes in a top 10 video.
Ski mask Rick.
The man went through runway. 6 clothing changes in a 20 minute video. I was like, yo, what am I watching here?
That wasn't me.
Yo, Runway Rick, yes. AKA Run Model Ricky. That's what's going on, eh?
To the right of me.
Let's get this shit off of me. Yeah. It's me, SSC underscore Hayhurst underscore PK on Instagram. But yeah. So I was having a good laugh at Friday's expense right there. I'm watching this video. I see the man first. And yo, the full time I'm thinking to my, yo.
Man's making me sweat right now.
This guy's in his house. Walk on right now. First, the one that killed me the most was the jacket with the hood. The fur. I'm like, what is this guy dealing with right now?
AKA, mine's not hot.
Yo, mine's was not hot at all.
Listen, okay,
bro.
I have an explanation, yo. I was haunted, yo.
You're damn right.
I can't even lie. I was haunted. I got a drip violation.
Yeah, a ski mask.
A wanted poster for drip violation.
So you wanted to make another one?
No, I was like.
Testing their internet meme game, eh? That's what's going on Friday.
But you know what people missed? Shout out to Nick Natoli. I'm gonna give you a quick shout out right now. I did a reaction video.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So and it's sitting there on YouTube, and I put the jacket and the ski mask on in the reaction video. It just, I didn't post on the gram, so nobody caught that yet.
Don't kill me.
Yes, oh man, we're having a good time. The track is called "Give Me the Money."
Okay.
You know what I mean? So make sure to check that out. But yeah, we're over here. We're at the Youngstadam Lounge over at 529 Young Street or Youngstadam Event Space. I'm getting a drip warning by staff.
Basically, you don't have to hear
it. What is it? Clean up on aisle 5. Thank you, Savvy. But yes, please make sure to like, subscribe, share the videos, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Some shout out to the people who are in their cubicles as usual.
Thursday morning gang.
You know what I mean? The Thursday morning gang, sitting with the earbuds in. Shout out to the people who got the wireless earbuds.
Oh, the rich folk.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They need a bigger.
Remember they had the Apple or the iPod meeting in Trinity Park or some shit.
What?
Earbuds. Yeah, people with the earbuds. To link up. I don't know, maybe this is just urban myth, that's hippiness. But I don't know.
The tree that fell in the forest. Yeah. The iPod fucking bud meeting, man. Like, yeah. Like really, but shout out to them. Shout out to the Bluetooth earpiece people. You know what I mean? All the cabbies out there.
Yo, the earpiece gang.
Yo, you know what I'm saying?
Earpiece.
Yo, listen to me. Airplane mode. You understand? iPhone, airplane mode. As soon as I get in the car and the phone realizes, say, oh, hold on, this nigga's floating. He ain't walking. Oh, the nigga's driving. Airplane mode. The phone doesn't ring. The phone goes right to airplane mode. And then when I get out the car, I get all my messages.
Yo, quick side note, not side note. You remember when the Bluetooth earpiece was popular and people used to be walking around thinking that they're talking to you, but you're not talking to you?
Yeah,
you made a whole commercial about the shit.
That still goes on.
That still happens? With the iPhone earbuds?
With the iPhone earbuds or Bluetooth
something else. Any earpiece, man.
But yeah, shout out to y'all. You know what I mean? Rich folks. Who else? The construction workers with the jackhammers. Last week, I had to add the trappers because, you know, shout out to the trappers and the entrepreneurs. You know what I'm saying?
The entrepreneurs, yeah.
And the entrepreneur trappers. You know what I'm saying? So after I got
investors.
Some umma on my eyes, some mocha.
No, it's just the
sweat. Oh, easy, you know.
Quick thing also, our live event. Big up the live event that we got going on.
Oh, yeah, big it up.
The tickets are moving right now, you know what I'm saying? So big up to the people right now. The early bird tickets are done, right, as of Tuesday. But it's still going.
That's lock-off, fam.
It's lock-off. So, but $15, safting, you know what I'm saying?
Well, $15 is like a pack of backwoods in certain areas.
If you go to a Rabba, you still have to add an additional dollar on top of that.
Damn, son. Mm-hmm. I won't lie. I just spent $375 on this. And I know it's fucking stale as fuck. I touched it inside the store. I'm like, oh damn, that's stale. The man gave me the next one, and he's like, oh, it's cold outside. That was the man's excuse. I was like, you know what? Run
the
it.
Cold backward.
I'm not taking the $13 loss, right?
Storage. It's cold.
The man looked at me and said, hey, it's cold outside. Buddy, but we're inside the store. This is inside a drawer. How the fuck does the weather outside affect? Are you cold? That's what I should have asked the man. The man looked at me and said, oh, it's cold, bro.
You buy or you go.
He didn't get that wicked.
But yeah.
So I don't even want to open this. I just know.
Open it up, man. Let's see what's going.
I will in a second when it's time to roll.
I don't think I have any more shout outs. I think that's done. You got any shout outs?
Oh, yeah. Shout out. Six Socks.
Yes.
Shout out Beast Mode.
Beast Mode.
Shout out Free People Association.
Jesus.
Shout out Sports Smokers Collective.
Yes.
Shout out ANCO. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Nonpareil.
Nonpareil.
You know what I'm saying? You're French and you don't even say it right. Like, huh? Yeah,
Nonpareil.
That's what it's supposed to be.
I'm going to say it all French now. Nonpareil.
There you go. That's tabernacle. Whatever. Exactly. Tabernacle.
So,
and then what else? Shout out. You know, shout out the block. You know,
Parked there all day there.
Yeah, yeah.
Every day, all day.
Shout out to you, them that stopped me today in the mall when I was just minding my business. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Shout you guys out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shout out Young Gucci official. You know what I'm saying?
Young Gucci. Yeah, yeah, Young Gucci.
You know what I'm saying?
Young Gucci. Ghost in the room. Shout out the ghost in the room. Ghost in the room.
And shout out my dude in the building,
oh,
too.
Oh, that, you know, dude? That SSC dude?
That SSC dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out that guy, too. He's an Alky now, but yeah, shout him out.
So let's get to our top six.
That's what we do to our friends. We throw them under the bus. I know it sounds fucked up, but not in a bad way. Call him out on his bullshit.
Oh, man. Well, let's get to our top six tracks in Toronto. It's been a busy week in music, I think, in Toronto. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm looking at this list right now of just the six, but out of the six, this is like, at the time when I made the list, there was 17 songs that were released, 17 new music videos. Since the list was released, there was another like two or three.
Was released?
Yeah, I'm like, I got cotton off. Mm. 1 second. So since the list was released,
sound effects were not necessary.
I know.
Since the list was released, there's been like 20 songs that have been released in fucking Toronto or Canada, music videos in 1 week.
That's so a blessing.
I think this might be a record week. I'm gonna go on record saying this is a record week.
Friday's pulling out record week talks.
Big yo, would I have a coffee around here somewhere? You see that coffee? Is that that right there?
Yeah.
Can you pass me the coffee, please, sir? But yeah, top six tracks in Toronto. It's a heavy list. There's gonna be no surprises because it's all voted by the people. However, there's some songs on there that are pretty special. So I think we should get to it.
Go on, get to it, no? Well, I'm going to take that sound effects away from you, man.
So no.
And put you on timer.
You need your own.
I don't need a sound effect app. If I really want sound effects, I'll beatbox.
And shout out to Job Press. Number six.
Did they send you a bag yet?
Not yet. Still waiting. We're waiting on that DM.
It's okay. Keep
turning
them
up. Excuse me.
Number six. 100 Watts. Top Goof.
I know, like, that title throws me off.
So the track is called Top Goof, and the artist is 100 Watts.
Gotcha.
Okay? It's a diss song, just to let y'all know.
Okay.
100 Watts. 100 Watts. 100 Watts has a few songs. He's been on the top six before. You know what I'm saying? He had a track for the ladies, like, about a month or so ago.
And now he's in his bag. He's dissing somebody.
He's in his bag. So... Gucci?
Oh.
No?
Oh, yeah, I approve. Yeah. Gucci approves this
Gucci's
message.
Keeping...
It's stupid,
but
it's crazy.
But, yeah, big up to 100 Watts. He's doing his thing. He's airing his grievances. You know what I'm saying? So, big tune. Number five, Pressa, Christina Milliana.
Wow.
Man's in Dominican Republic doing his thing. Well, yo, what happened to his arm in that video?
I don't know. I'm not Pressa.
Yo, I'm watching the video and I'm like, the man has this cast on in the video that's throwing me off the whole
maybe
time.
Maybe the man had a good night. You know, when those nights happen, you get real saucy. The man could have fell and tried to catch himself.
He had
and
a little
did a little bone snappage.
He has like the shirt, not Hawaiian shirt, the tropical shirt, right? But then cast, little white cast.
Hey,
it's an actual cast. It's not new drip.
No, I don't know if it's a
maybe.
Like
yeah,
a
maybe
thing.
He's
that's
trying
a thing.
To bust
on the that's like Nelly with the bandage under his eye.
It's not a diss thing. I'm just asking.
No, it's not a diss thing. We just, you know, gotta get these jokes off.
No, you have to get the jokes off. I was just asking.
No, I'm not joking. I just want to know. Like,
you know, okay. Here's my theory. Okay, there's a scene in that video.
A bottle of water, wherever you put them.
Where he has a monkey running on his arm. Two little monkeys.
Also, maybe he got scratched up or some shit.
When the monkey then bite off his arm, and then the man is like, yo, fam, bite I have to off. Shoot a video today. What the fuck? Probably dashed the monkeys off on the ground.
That's why you don't play with them.
Presta, send me a DM. Let me know what happened, yo. Holla at your boy. Number four. And that's also part of the squad. Robin Banks. Me and my boys. back to back. Scene. So big up to Robin Banks. He's chilling in the whip in the video. You know what I'm saying? They need to get some. I got commentary on every video today. They need to get some shock absorption on that video right there, because the man is like bumping him in the car. I'm like, what kind of dirt road are they driving this man on?
Who
right
knows
now?
What's going on?
Jesus Christ! But the track is fire. I know, I be watching a lot of videos, but I don't just skim past them. I'm watching these niggas. I'm like watching, like, no, this
Friday's critiquing.
What going in here? What's going on in this scene? Like, I edit videos.
There's a lot of crazy shit going on. So Friday's got to make sure he catches it all.
Yeah.
Wardrobe change, you know?
But listen to me. That shit, I was dying to myself. You see, when I came to check Friday earlier, I was going to say something to him about it, but the man was on the phone. I couldn't say nothing to him about it. So right now, I just fuck it. I'm going to say it right now. Nah, it was the... It was the jacket, the fur, the jacket with the fur. That's the one that was like, what the fuck is this guy? And then the trench coat with the glasses.
Inspector Rick.
Wait, stop it right now.
Okay, let me stop. Okay.
It was like, he's talking for 2 seconds, he said one video, and then all of a sudden it's like, you look away from the screen, and the match changed again. Like, what the fuck? Like, quick change. Like, what the fuck?
Runway Rick.
Designer Rick, yo.
No.
We're bringing it back.
No, you're not the designer. Clearly, you were the one
he was mogling.
Exactly.
Beer mogling was going in on Friday's DMs. Not his DM, but on his fucking, in the 6 at 6 thing there. The man was mogling.
Okay, so let's get to number 3 here. We Love Hip Hop alumni.
What's the garbage, Sam?
Block Boy Twitch. Remember Me. Yo, that track goes hard. Block Boy's doing his thing, yo. You know what I'm saying? I want to give Block Boy his props as a lyricist, too. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people just take him in because he's doing like that new age, that drippy shit. But when you take in the man's music, the man's barring it down. You can bring that mic closer to you, Sav. It's okay. It's on. It's hot. But yeah, he's doing his fucking thing on the tune.
Off his head.
You know what I mean? So big up to Block Boy Twitch. Yes. Big tune. Next on our list, though, number 2, also alumni, Pilla B, featuring Young Tory, Good to You.
That sounds actually so good.
Yeah.
How's
it
your man if we're chilling every night, though?
Huh?
He's like, how's it your man if we're chilling every night?
That's what he said? That's how you feel, Pilla B? Quick side note again, okay? I'm sorry. Sorry. We're going to have to call this a side note episode.
Sidebar?
And as a former rapper myself... Guilty.
Man, okay. Love put that out there, you know.
Hit me up Friday, Ricky Dread on Spotify.
Behave yourself.
Why is that? It is always fucking somebody else's bitch.
That's one a hip hop game.
One moment. What's the verdict on this backflip?
Okay, surprisingly enough, it's actually not that bad.
See?
More water.
Surprisingly enough, but I still have to roll it. Right now, we're looking half decent.
Backward prognosis is
backward
complete.
Watch.
But yeah,
episode 113.
Not saying Pilla B himself, even though that's one of his bars, and I've used bars like this before. You know what I mean? Friday, Ricky Dread, on Apple Music. What's the obsession with other niggas' bitches? I don't understand why our rapper mind, when we're writing the bar, we could be like, yo, I'm in the whip with my bitch. It's one syllable. It's not a different syllable or not two more syllables.
You know,
so it doesn't fit.
I think it's just a jab at a nigga. Like, yeah, just jab at those niggas. Just jabbing at a nigga. Yeah, I can be with my bitch, but nah, nigga, I'm with your bitch.
Because you
can
say your, and it'll still fit. It'll still fit.
Gucci knows exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah, nigga, I could be with my bitch, but nah, nigga, I'm with your bitch.
I'm in the whip with your bitch.
Here's the thing. Let's ask you that question, because you were the rapper, right?
Bars.
On,
bars.
SoundCloud.
Bars. Sav came with the bars. Let's ask you the question, since you were the former rapper.
It's more of a... Because, you know, we're telling you how much money we get, right? We're getting more money than you. So that's already the, nigga, you broke. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to me, right? These are like rapper points that we're using in bars.
Icing on the cake.
Right? Just like, eh. So if we were coming from a battle standpoint, even though it's quote unquote not really battle rap, but in the gangster rap's version of a battle rap is, I got more money than you. You got little work. I got big work. I'm fucking a
big
lot
bank
of chicks.
Take little bank.
Including yours. Because I'm such this nigga that your chick can't even stay next to you. I'm so hot that when I go by you and your girl, she's looking at me and she wants to skeet with me. That's what the whole thought process behind that. Just to let y'all non-rappers in the room know this. Right? Thank you. So,
those are the insights of Media Rick.
Rapper Rick.
Rapper slash Media Rick. Mm-hmm.
That was the old Friday, a.k.a. Ricky Dread. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, big, big tune. Okay? Number one. One. And I still didn't get that drum roll for
of
us.
Of course
yet.
Not.
You know what I'm saying?
Because Friday too are you busy surprised? At change up him clothes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's going to be the running joke all day. I'm sorry.
We're going to come back from the break. I'm going to be wearing a full three-piece suit, yo. Trust me.
Oh, man. That would be so hilarious. Funny.
That would be hilarious.
That
would
be so good.
Oh, man. But number one.
One. Isn't that... No, that's Nelly, no?
That's a Nelly and KRS-One.
Wasn't that Nelly?
And KRS-One.
That song?
And KRS-One.
Well, and KRS-One. Okay.
We'll go on another side note on that whole fucking dissing the Nelly versus KRS-One.
Oh,
I got a whole
man.
This
backwards.
Huh?
Did you say Nelly won?
Agreed.
Whoa.
He's a better rapper, but he won.
Whoa.
Number one.
Whoa. The man's Rony. Talking some shit out the side of his mouth over there.
The hardest. So big up to Rony.
Yeah, big up to Rony.
You know what I'm saying? Rony's fucking, and there's two tracks on that video too. There's like another track called the Lullaby. You know what I'm saying? That track, The Hardest, is the intro off of his album. Remember, you've heard that.
I know. I thought that's why when you're playing the clip in the season, I'm like, is this a new track? It's not a new track.
Yeah, he murks that shit.
Yo, so Backwoods Watch.
Backwoods Watch.
It got rolled, but it cracked. As I was rolling it, it cracked. Bang, bang.
Infirmary.
Bang,
we need infirmary.
Bang.
Code Blue.
You know.
I don't know about no Code Blue talks, but.
Code Backwood.
The Backwoods Den people need to fucking shape up. You have papers?
You better shape up.
I actually do. Bing. Thank you.
We'll see.
Send a bag. There's some honorable mentions, quick honorable mentions. BP and Jay Brown pissed off. Illivelli Feast. OTG and Archie 3M and Bullseye Slide In. Mark Guwop Traffic. AR Paisley and No Joke Jigsaw. Kostya. Young Pro and JJ Walk. Ghost. 750 Smitty and 750 Black God, Best Friend, Peppa Baby, Lickle Moore, Rochester, which you just heard in the beginning of the show, the Last of the Mohicans.
Alumni.
NC Faro, NC Showtime, Akimbo, Young Tory, Mike Jones, Big B and Biggs.
Mike who?
Mike Jones. Big B and Biggs. What's All the Hype? And that's from Montreal. And D Chase, Out the Whip. A lot of fucking songs.
That was a lot.
That's what I'm telling you. There's like 20 songs. That was 19 that I just listed when you include the top six right in there. So big up to Canada for producing that much music and music videos. You know what I'm saying? I also had a sound effect that I used to have, aka Get Your Shit Together, Rick. What's up, Smokey? What you smoking on?
Well,
it was supposed to be the sound effect.
Right now, I'm trying to roll up this fucked up, as far as I'm concerned, bootleg Backwoods that they sent to Canada.
Oh, some of this Black Diamond courtesy
that's what I'm actually rolling right now.
Let's see what it looked like.
I got it in the Backwoods. Backwoods is roll, but it just started cracking. Like
Backwoods with a bandage. Look at this right here.
You got it's nice. It's got some color to it. It's got a nice smell.
Jesus.
Smells loud.
I took a mental note. Smell Bud. I was like, move
listen,
head
I
over
saw,
to Bud.
But that happened in slow motion. That was so good. Wow.
Comic gang, if it looked like I was thinking about it, because I was. I was fucking thinking about it, all right? So big up to Mother Earth Deliveries, you know what I'm saying? Some of this Black Diamond that we're about to smoke up. If you want to hit them up, hit their link or hit the their website. That's meds.meddispensary.ca or hit them up on IG at Mother Earth or Mother Earth underscore deliveries or under Mother Earth underscore TO.
It'll be in the bio.
I'm going to
links in the bio.
Links in the bio. And I'm going to put a little right across the
bottom.
Did
somebody say something about empty pipes?
Scene. And it's also focused on the highest quality products, same day delivery in the GTA, and you'll get free delivery when using the code WLHH. Scene.
You know it.
Lowercase.
You
see
it. You smoke it.
Any case.
Actually.
It's all lowercase? Lowercase. Shout out to you, Savvy.
So, the ghost in the room putting in work.
Couple of news stories before our guests of the evening get here. And they're running a little bit late, so you know, we might get a little bit of time to get into our news. Is these four Utes that were found missing in Scarborough.
Do you think it warranted an Amber Alert?
So Sav and I were having an off-camera conversation.
Oh,
my bad. Sorry. Was there a bus?
It's too late now, B.
Did the bus pass or something?
Again.
My bad.
Again.
Okay. So, a friend and I, and me were talking off camera.
Whatever, right? Man.
It's too late now.
It's too late already. You already done put the world on.
And, okay. There should have been an Amber Alert in one way of the fact that there was four missing teens, and they were missing for technically 24 hours.
They weren't missing for a whole day.
Okay, so they weren't missing for a whole day.
It's 11 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh.
It's 11:30.
And they didn't go to school the next day.
Nope.
Right? But what did the parents do? And listen, don't come for us parents if you're watching, eh?
As per the article, they called the police at 1:30.
Right?
Yeah, because they went to the movie theater.
Okay.
But the movie ended at 11:30.
And then what happened?
Okay.
Then they left the movie theater and they went...
Where God knows where they went.
Right.
They got on the subway.
They got on the subway.
Did they get lost? They got on
the bus. There was camera that caught them leaving the theater. Camera caught them on the TTC.
Okay. Right?
And then they went missing.
Surveillance city.
Right. At first, there was one point in time, I'm there watching the article, and I'm like, Roe, something last name. I'm like, yo, how the fuck can you them have four different last names? And
I then like, I realized okay,
it's different parents, all different parents, right?
What do you think, they're brothers, sisters?
That's yes. What I thought for I one like, second. I was like, oh, that explains
didn't
it.
Say any of that.
Bad breed youth. You know what I'm saying?
Friday, jump into conclusions.
But I'm going to walk off the ledge a little bit, okay? So parents, don't come for me. Your youths are back safe, okay? That's the most important part. But I think they were over at Demand Them.
You say they're chilling with the man them. The man them didn't send home the youth them. So you're trying to say
the Uncle
man
Picky them, had the loud.
You're gonna say that
Uncle
gonna,
who?
Uncle Picky.
Uncle Picky.
Uncle Picky. So Uncle Picky let them smoke.
Uncle
off.
Picky used to have a pick
no,
all
no,
the time.
No, that's oh, right. So, we understood who that
okay,
is.
Okay, so you say they went to Uncle Picky, they got blitzed, and they just had to sleep it off.
Yeah, and Uncle Picky didn't bother to go tell his sis that like, yo, or one of the parents that, yo, you used them are at my yard, or he did, and she forgot to relay the message to the other parents like, yo, youths are at my brother's house, or I don't know who specifically.
Are you talking from fact, or are you just making?
I'm just
this,
making this shit up. I don't know who Uncle Picky is. Could be Uncle Ninja. It could be whoever.
Oh my God. It could be nobody.
But the youth them went to the trap house, or went to see the man, and then go home.
Friday. First things first. Allegedly. You're trying to make the man them look like, say, yo, they have the youth them in the trap house.
No, the man them are like, yo, fam, don't you guys, why are you guys still here, dog? Man them are doing big man things. Shouldn't you guys be home?
Why are
no,
they
dog.
Why are they
yo, just
yo,
allow
listen
me.
To me. Listen to me. I don't know which big man is hanging around 13 and 12 year old people.
No, I'm not talking big mans. Not like 30 something year old mans. Like, other like bigger men to them that they're like yo
what, like 15 year olds 16 year olds
whatever little niggas who are doing their thing and they're like yo man. Go home fam you're like, too little to be here.
I feel like you're digging yourself a hole right now.
I'm digging a hole.
Yeah,
dig a hole. I'm just saying it just doesn't seem like it wasn't treated
and your
with
theory
urgency.
Doesn't seem right either.
You don't think that I was right? It wasn't
I think
the man
maybe
them?
They got lost. Maybe they decide, you know what, we're
here's
gonna try
thing.
A thing.
There's another report that says that they are well aware of how to use the TTC.
So then where did they go?
But that's the question. That's honestly the question. Where were they? The thing about the Amber Alert, though,
They didn't know if they were kidnapped or not. We blood clot. It doesn't matter. They're missing four kids. They're
missing. So why wasn't it called? So there's something in between that made them say, we don't need to do this.
Because they didn't think they were in direct danger. That's why.
And I personally think it has to be based on how they ask the parents the questions. Are your kids prone to going, like, not coming home at night? Mm. Like, you know how they ask you, like, standard routine questions?
Yeah.
What did they ask the parents for them to be okay with not... with not issuing an Amber Alert? Because you know, any black parent would lose their mind. You know they probably cuss off the police officer or something of that nature. So how did you not issue an Amber Alert for that?
Why did thing not go off on the phone for me?
Friday.
Oh, geez.
Stop the sound effects, please.
You turned so Bayesian.
All right. No, I'm not. So I'm going to get off the ledge. I'm going to come back onto to dry land. But yeah, that's what I feel like. That's what happened. I could be wrong. I'm hoping I'm wrong. But
at the end of the day,
I've been there. I've not been home for a while and then find my ass back home, eh? It's happened.
At 13?
Yes.
You ran away?
She wasn't happy when I got home.
You ran away Friday?
I didn't run away.
So then?
I just stayed out too long. I'm going to try to find puss. I'm just giving you my facts.
I'm just on the roam.
I'm just telling you my truth. Okay.
Friday was a raccoon, bro.
You know what I'm saying? You're young. You're like, yo, I'm going to go stay at this shorty's house. And you're trying to wait it out. And next thing you know, fucking 24 hours pass. You're not getting the pussy. I have to go home, dog. Go back home, dog. Go home. Your parents are looking for you. Anyhow.
Project It's Prezi. 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are? No, I don't, actually.
That's another thing. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Why were they at a movie? Why were they allowed to go to the movies at 9? On a
13-year-old.
On a Tuesday. Like, they didn't have school on
Monday.
I have
another theory, but I'm just not going to say it on camera.
Down on a Tuesday.
Hold that.
I'm going to say.
I'm not sure what it is, but we don't want to know.
Tuesday's half price, though.
I'm going to not say
it. Yeah, but at 9 o'clock?
End night?
No.
Oh.
Why? It's the reason why the parents let these 13-year-old kids go to a movie at 9:30 at night. Okay? Man's them live in PK, okay? Or I used to live in PK. You know what I'm saying?
So does that have to do with anything? Trust me.
I'm just saying, we've known parents who let their kid do some fuckery. And they're not that. It's not the kid's fault.
Oh, you just say they're wild breed. They're bad breed. They can't be controlled.
What's going on with the parents that you're letting your youths go that fucking late to the fucking movie theater, eh? I don't care what you want to see, fam. You're not going.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Go to the 6 o'clock, my youth.
Without an adult?
Or a 16-year-old?
Yeah.
Like somebody, like, you know what
without
I mean?
Without a guardian?
Yeah.
Go right after school, my youth.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You're not going to the movie theater at night.
The movie costs so $5 on Tuesday, B. Like,
then parents, them, like, yo, something not going on.
Yo, beer, blood clot, right? Patch me up here, patch up,
and,
patch
and for,
up
and for the white people out there who are not understanding what we're saying, if you're letting your kid go to a movie theater and he's 13 and it's 9:30, parents, something is going on. Project Pezzi.
Yo, the parents were probably like, yo, I need my box of wine, yo. Get these kids out of here.
What the fuck? You're not gone yet, dog? It's 9:30. You're going to be late for the movie, dog. Send these fucking youths out.
Yo, you'd be surprised. Some people,
Yeah.
Some people are just like, you know what?
By the time you got out the fucking haze, you're like, oh shit, it's tomorrow.
It's 1:30. These kids didn't reach back yet.
I told them to come right back here, and I gave them the key. Anyhow, Project Pezzi. He lost. You know who that is?
I know who Project Prezi is. The white, where Ottawa, Oshawa. Oh wait, what is he? He's an original Block Hustler representative for Canada.
Motherfucker is spending some money right now.
Me don't need
bro.
That. Me done. Thank you, dude. Me done. Pachi with the OCB already.
So this motherfucker lost a ring, and not motherfucker in a bad way.
He lost a ring and he lost a bracelet.
Right?
Yeah, I've seen the Six Views thing.
He lost the ring, and then I guess one of his fans got it back for him?
Yeah, one of his fans brought it back to him.
And the man was about to give the man a chain?
No, that's a different one. Okay, well,
Gave that same fan, the same
he said
fan
he gave
found
one
it.
Person a chain already.
Yeah, he already gave that guy a chain back.
The one who found his ring.
Right? But apparently,
he has a chain that's like $100,000. So in the video, the man's like, yo, here, you found my bracelet in the middle of the dance floor and you brought it back to me. Yo, you know what? You can have my chain. He's like, Nah, I'm just joking, but here's $1,000.
Thank you. The man still gave him $1,000, B.
The chain is sentimental, B.
No, the chain is supposed to be $100,000.
Regardless, Who the fuck rappers is out there giving out $1,000?
Him.
Yo, that's 2 weeks ago the man made a challenge where he supposedly put 10 grand down and walked away.
Can I be around when he does that?
This is why I just brought him up.
This is what I've seen. This guy, he's beefing with some Toronto rappers.
Okay.
For some reason. I don't know.
Okay, and where is he from specifically?
Ottawa.
Hit me in the comments. He's
from
Ottawa. He's Ottawa, right?
First from Ottawa.
He's here now, right?
Makeup, Ottawa?
Yeah, he's bad. He's around. He's around. He's making his rounds.
Okay, so continue.
Yo, the man, since summertime, he's been giving away money. Like, really? The man, you caught me over here. Oh, yo, here's $100. Hold $100. Oh, you caught me over
what
here.
What is going hold $100. On?
The man's flexing on people, showing these guys, and then other people are trying to call him broke. Then I seen him on this thing. The man's like on the phone with the guy. And then the man decides, you know what, I'm gonna give out the man's number who's calling me. You guys go call this guy. And the man put the number on his story or whatever.
Yo, I just brought up his name because like I just wanted to bring those things up, but like I have nothing to say.
No, like yo, I don't know.
I'm just watching and I'm just like,
yeah, that's what I just be watching. He'd be doing his thing. He popped up. I think it was like last summer as when I first heard of him, like in the Toronto scene. Like, you know, I seen a couple of videos. And then next thing I know, he's with the AR Ab from Philly.
Yeah.
And then boom. Then, yeah. I've just been watching his antics. It's funny to watch his antics.
Somebody signed this guy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Somebody signed this guy, please.
You're not listening to what I'm saying?
He's with AR Ab and them.
Yeah, from Philly. That's what he's repping. The original.
All them niggas is in jail right now.
But that's what he's. That's his. That if you go look, that's what he was repping. I don't know if that's what he's still repping. Or
I don't think he was signed to them though.
I think he might have been.
Well. Big up to him. He's doing a damn thing.
He's making noise over here. He's making people talk about him. So.
He's making a lot of people happy.
Friday here. He's making a lot of people happy. That's Friday. That's when you know Friday's happy. He's making a lot of people happy.
Hey, I'm happy. I'm happy watching this, right? I'm like, this is fucking great. This is entertaining. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's content.
Yeah, man. Content is king. And hey, pay it like you wait. This motherfucker's doing his damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, one more thing before we switch topics.
Then we're done with him.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still about him, though.
Okay, go for it.
The man was hanging his chain out in the crowd like, I dare niggas to try to take my chain.
I saw that.
Right?
Project Prezi.
The man said, I dare niggas to come take my chain. He's holding it out in the crowd like, yo, look, what, yo? In the crowd like, yo.
Project Prezi is getting like a good 10 minutes
of a segment
right
wilding.
Now.
The man's wilding. He's wilding. Doing it.
Hey, listen, you spend that much money in the city, you get a good, yo. You're getting some talks, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mission accomplished. Whoever, whether it's us or whatever media outlets, you doing things that motherfuckers, if they're not talking about you, they're dissing. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? They're just dissing. Last thing, because our guests are going to be here just now, right?
Okay.
Quick thing. R.I.P. King Kong Bundy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. I can't believe King Kong Bundy passed.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. R.I.P. King Kong Bundy, you know what I'm saying? Childhood hero, you know what I'm saying? The Bundy Splash, if y'all don't remember. Well, y'all don't remember, but do your Googles, niggas.
What are you talking about?
That's his move. That was his signature move.
I don't know who you're talking about.
King Kong Bundy. He's a WWF, not a WWE wrestler.
Older
WWF.
Wrestler.
Yeah.
Wrestler. Sorry, I was like, I'm sorry.
Sasha, I don't know what you're talking about.
I was like, I'm so sorry.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
But... besides that, another person who's in the RIP list, right, who died many, many years ago, Michael.
Nope.
So, leaving Neverland.
And yo, Brendan, don't even waste your breath with me, man. I'm not playing with you.
We're not doing that?
No, we're not.
I'm on the ledge by myself.
Bring up R. Kelly's crying in front of Gail King, man. Like, yo.
Do I have that?
We
I have
leave
that for
the king
later,
of pop
but,
alone. We'll bring him up later. Leave the king of pop alone. Take a break.
Yeah, we'll take a break. Fine.
Yes.
Fine.
Thank you so much.
Yo, Friday, we'll love to jump on them bandwagon.
It's okay, Herc.
I'm not saying I'm jumping on the bandwagon.
No,
I'm just saying
don't talk.
He was crazy.
Don't talk.
Speak for yourself.
Don't talk. Don't talk. Don't talk. Play the song.
Speak for yourself.
You are not alone.
Speak for yourself.
I remember you.
Speak for yourself,
what?
Friday.
You're not even seeing the words properly. Just be quiet.
I don't remember the words, man.
Yeah, because Friday is just being ignorant.
Just be quiet.
Okay, so let me find this tune here. Because I
see
everybody's getting
shit.
Hot in the room.
Dude's like,
oh, no, that's
you bring up Michael, that's like bringing up Jesus. Jesus
Christ. Yeah.
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Michael makes everybody's color hot, bro.
He's not here to defend himself.
Including them two men there.
You know, Michael, they want Michael because he owns everything. That's what they want. The man owns everybody's masters. Fuck with Michael. Get in an argument with Michael. Buy your masters. You want to play with me?
Did you play the song yet?
I ain't played nothing yet.
Stop talking.
Oh.
We're still recording because Friday's trying to push the topic. That's why.
I'm not saying nothing.
Yeah, you ain't saying nothing.
I'll just listen to your opinion. I was just about to give my response.
I can see your eyes. I see what's happening like, over there. Right. I was like, giving his opinion.
This guy's chiclets. This guy's chiclets are.
What do you mean? I was just getting dressed. I just woke up. What the fuck?
But listen. We knew he was crazy.
Speak your own shit. You
we called him Wacko Jacko. We laughed. Ha ha ha. Wacko Jacko.
You know why I would say the man was crazy? Because the man thought he had Vigolago.
Vigolago, whatever
that shit's called.
What about the baby off the balcony?
Baby off the balcony.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Blanket. That was pretty fucked up.
You can't call no nigga baby blanket.
Who else? Bubbles hanging out with a monkey all day long.
Yo,
okay.
That monkey would snap somebody's neck, I bet you.
Yeah, and he would have liked it.
Mike said, yo, snap.
And then the youth them. You're hanging out with the youths them.
Yeah, so, but look at Corey. What's his name, Corey Feldman?
All of them.
Corey Feldman said, yo, Michael's not the one.
Okay. Corey, okay.
He said, he's not the one. I'm telling you which one, who it was. I'm naming names in 82 and shit.
Yeah.
The man would say, I'm naming names. I'm telling you who did what to me. No, and they want Michael. Michael's not the one. This is what the man is saying.
He's just not Michael's type.
You need the famous ones to learn other ones.
Right? I'm walking off the ledge today. Corporate sponsors are probably like, oh, fuck, we had a plan, but now we're done.
If looks could kill, Friday, man. You have about 100 gunshots in your belly, you know. I tell you that right now.
It's like the Jay-Z video.
Listen to me. See, if looks could kill, bro, you'd have 100 gunshots in your belly right now.
I'm just saying, there was a point in time where we were like, yeah, he's crazy. Ha, 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 ha. But we're okay with it.
His antics were crazy.
Nobody said anybody was okay with anything.
Nobody was okay with it, but
that's
we
what
allowed
you just said.
It. But now everybody's offended when they bring up a documentary about this shit.
Hello.
Whatever.
R. Kelly is allowed to snap his senses.
You see
this
thing is?
Harvey Weinstein can get off on all of his accusations. Mm-hmm. He still has a voice to speak. Michael Jackson is in the grave and can't defend himself and say, no, I didn't do that. Why is that okay?
Straight. Talk to him, Sap. Well, see,
now you want to play the break song? You want to play the break song now?
I never said it was okay.
No, I'm just asking. Do you want to play the break song now?
They're all wrong. But I'm just saying, let's not act like we didn't think that Michael was weird.
Nobody said that we didn't.
We got a shirt we're giving away, people.
Yes, not for
you. We got a shirt we're giving away, people. We have a shirt that's going into the bag, the giveaway bag or whatever we're doing. Yeah.
Okay.
Switch the topic.
So let's cut for our break.
Done the talks.
So I got a track by a couple of books. The name is the artist. That's the name of the artist.
A couple of books.
Okay? Okay. Track is called Welcome Home. Mikey.
Be down, bro.
Mikey.
It's part about being selfless, is giving yourself less. Bang a head out on the head, boy, use pillows as headrest. I go hard on your Latino profile, forgive her. Break your heart and crush the dreams, won't get far with the nigga. Don't give a fuck about anything, got the heart of a nigga. Drinking bad for your liver, but we only gon' live once. I'm the man, I deliver anything that you could want. Molly beans are a big blunt, I don't really see difference. If she just saying that you can't clip us, I'll shift your world like a trimmer.
Every day.
Yeah, let's bring us back. A little track by Kwame Pay. Track is called 23.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Surf in the foreign. Girls up in the foreign. OT Mike Jordan. Phone jump in the morning. No sleep while snoring. Girls up in the foreign. OT Mike Jordan. Phone jump in the morning. No sleep while snoring. I just want French toast. Hungry nights on the coast. Water power move. Same dunking on the
So we are back, and we got our interview of the evening going on here. And once again, we're over here at the Sound Studios, over here in the lovely area of West End of Parkdale. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And we got some guests in the house here. You know what I mean? First of all, we like to do a lot of the rapper interviews as all the time, you know what I'm saying? And it's dope. So we made sure that we bought a rapper in the building. So big shouts to Project Baby in the building with us, you know what I'm saying? But what I like to do as well is get behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? And we've had on Six Views, we did interviews with Sunny Visuals. And we talked about like him like filming and doing all of the filming for all of the different rappers and stuff in the city, right? And you know, I've spoken to models and different things like that. A lot of behind the scenes people.
But we've never spoken to models. Hey, Friday, don't kill me.
Where's my sound effect? Well, yeah, one type of people we haven't spoken to is engineers. Okay, so once again, we're over here at the Sound Studios, and what should I call you? Should I just call you Jay? You know what I'm saying?
That works.
Right? Okay. So,
just with not no Jay the engineer, just Jay.
Yeah.
It's Jay. Some people call me suspect.
Okay. Bring that mic around to you a little bit.
How about now?
A little bit closer. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. They call you Jay or they call you suspect, right?
Yeah, well, suspect is the sound.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, because I remember off camera we were speaking like a couple weeks ago. You have a sound system as well.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, so with this whole behind the scenes thing, right? You're an engineer. You have your own sound. Which one came first, the sound or the engineering people?
The sound definitely came first. The DJ side was where it all started.
Okay. Okay, so explain how you started the sound, and like who's in, is it just you or is it like a collaborative of DJs and stuff?
Well, okay, so it's a foundation sound, right?
Okay.
Been around for a long time. It wasn't me that started it originally, it was my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he started it when we were like young, right? Sometimes we were like teenagers,
okay.
Right? And unfortunately he passed when we were 20. And respect. And I carried the sound and his legacy with it.
Okay. Suspect sound, that's what it's called?
That's the sound name, yeah.
Yeah, so like even with that, like where did you guys do a lot of your playing your tunes and stuff, or like doing parties, I mean, like in the city or like out of town? Like,
well, you know what, with sound is a little different than DJ. If you know, then you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not always in clubs, maybe in like halls or different types of venues inside in the city, outside of the city, like alongside some really big sounds.
Yeah.
But it was never just limited to that. Even though the name is the Sound Studio,
mm-hmm.
It's really like a media studio, a photo studio, a logo studio. It's a creative studio.
Okay.
Creative hub.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I want to stay on the sound system for a second, because we spoke with Blacks Done the Place.
Okay.
Okay. And we were talking
about Blacks Done the Place.
Yeah. Remember we were having the conversation about people, the clashes and like just
Done
some of the drama.
Like
okay.
Yeah.
So, what's some of the biggest clashes that you guys have had at Suspect Sound?
Oh, what sound have I clashed?
Yeah.
Well, I'll say it like this, like. The way how I told you I carried the sound, mm-hmm. right? It was always about respect.
Okay.
So I didn't have a lot of sounds come and disrespect that.
Mm.
You know? And it was really my brother's sound.
Yeah.
And I carry it for him. And nobody's going to come up and try to take away from that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, bigger than sound.
Okay, so it wasn't because of the legacy that of the way the sound was, it was more like, okay, we're not going to come with a clash, or you know, hitman's up like, yo, let's clash and shit like that.
Well, I'm also the sound that ran the studio. So if you're a sound man to go clash the studio sound, I mean,
it's not a smart move.
You know what I'm saying? You could go and do that if you want.
So you've always been into the studio, like to the engineering, the back end aspect of it from time then. You know what I'm saying?
pretty much.
So you simultaneously, you got the sound system going, or like you took over the sound system, and then you got the studio running at the same time.
Well, even them times, like when we were young, he was building studios in his house in the corner, right? Like, it was like, it kind of always came with it.
Yeah.
Because we were trying to voice those plates.
Okay.
And you know?
Okay. Mm. What was your first studio like when you went on your own?
When I went on my own?
Yeah, like when you started your own studio. Like
after he passed?
Yeah.
Shoot, it was like everybody else's. You know what I mean? Like a foamed out closet. You know? And I put a glass door on it. So it was a little bit better.
Okay.
But you know how it goes.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing this?
Oh, it's been a long time.
10?
Plus?
15 years?
10 plus.
Yeah.
Jay doesn't want to age himself.
Hey, it doesn't matter, man. We're all getting older. We ain't getting no younger, man. So don't run from it. Embrace it. Hey, appreciate it.
It's timeless.
Appreciate it, brother.
It's timeless.
You know what? I want to pass the questions around because, you know, we got a young buck in the building right here, okay? And quick fast, turn that mic around here, quick fast to you right here.
Project Baby,
right? Because we're talking to an engineer who's has a lot of experience in the game, right? Yeah. Now, for you as an up-and-coming rapper, what's your first engineering, like, what's your first experience, like, dealing with studios? Are you doing it from the yard or, like, you're pulling up in a studio?
At first, like, my mom worked at, like, a Native Child Center, and they had a studio in it. So, like, from summertime last year, I was crushing beer, studio time, getting free studio hours.
Okay.
You know, from there. And then, you know, one of the engineers in there is actually from the hood, so, like, I knew him, you know, so that's how we started. And then now, you know, I'm kind of moving on up, so, like, I pay for my studio time now, I go to better studios. You know, so like
yeah,
ropes.
Yeah. Dope. And like, what was your, like, even when you start getting into like studios, like more high end, like how we're in the studio, like in the sound studios right now, right?
Yeah.
We're able to smoke and all that. Mm-hmm. Are you getting that same experience in them studios?
Yeah. When I go to the studio, I have like 2-3 blunts rolled. You know. In the studio, there's like a recording booth and there's like a little ashtray, you know, you put your blunt down.
Yeah.
You know, it's sick, like, there's a vibe all the time. But, like, that's just the one studio I just started going there.
Mm-hmm.
Before, it was catch up, we had to go smoke outside in the cold.
Yeah. You
know, plug out.
Yeah.
But that's not all.
And just to pass that around, right, to you, Jay, because we're smoking in the studio.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm bringing that mic over, sorry, keeping me all switching around.
No, it's good.
But we're here in the studio. And we're able to smoke.
Okay.
And you're good with that. But there's so many studios, like how Project Baby, like, you know, he's been in studios where he has to catch up outside, you know, as a retired rapper. I've been in the same situations, right?
Of course.
So why do you let it happen? Is it more of just the comfort?
You know that it has to happen. Because, like, this is not my first studio.
Yeah.
Right? And I've had studios in buildings that I wasn't able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just watched, like, the creativity is not the same.
Mm.
You know, it's part of the process. And to make people go outside in Canada, have you been outside?
Shit, on a day like today.
Exactly. Oh,
yo, today was what? One of the worst snowstorms we had all year.
Jesus.
20 centimeters of snow, they're saying.
If that's not going to ruin your vibe, that's got to ruin your vibe.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Definitely going to make me think twice of wanting to go to the studio and record if I have to go stand outside and smoke my weed outside.
You want to go to another one.
That's what I'm saying. It made me think twice about, you know what, maybe this studio isn't the one for me because I got to go outside and smoke. I can't be in the booth recording and be like, yeah, blunt in my mouth.
Yeah.
Dude, if you're an engineer, cut that, punch that. You know what I mean?
Plus, it's more acceptable than ever. I mean, let's be honest.
It is legal now.
Right.
Yeah.
It is legal now, thanks to the government. It's legal now.
Yeah, man.
The new prohibition.
What's some of the craziest, what's one of the biggest struggles you've ever had to deal with engineering artists?
Oh, that depends on your definition of artist. I mean, I've recorded people who feel like they're artists, and I might not completely see their vision.
Right.
That's sometimes a struggle. That disconnect, because it's like, if I don't feel it, I mean, I'm still human, right?
Yeah.
So what am I gonna do? With, one of the, my favorite things what they say in recording, this is like an old one, and I learned it from like a Grammy winner, right? He said, you can't polish a turd, but you can roll it in gold, right? But it's not the same, because you can't polish a turd. So whatever goes in, or I say, you can't polish a doo-doo, right? Because like, what's a turd, right? But whatever goes in is, it's, that has to be the best.
Yeah.
And that's my whole policy here. It's like, when I build studio, I do so, so that I create the vibe in the artist before it goes in the mic.
Okay. Yeah, so, and even with you, Project Baby, like, you're in the booth. What are you knocking it out? You're doing one takes, and I feel like I've asked you this off camera before, but, like...
No, when I go to the studio, it's like, whatever, like, when I go to the studio, first of all, it's short sessions. If I go and do a song, I'll do it half an hour, 45 minutes, depending on my engineer, what studio I go to.
Yeah.
If my engineer can communicate with me, and, like, I say, oh, do that, because I don't sit there, I don't let the engineer take over my track, you know? I let them know, oh, I want you to stop here, you know, cut here, you know? And then I'll punch in where I have to punch in. Other than that, I'll just one take it.
Okay.
Because before I go to the studio, I memorize what I need to, you know, right? I'm going over and over and over. So just go in there on my phone, my blood, just, you know, close my eyes. Just
so when you select a beat, what's your beat selection like?
It's like, I like to have old school mixed with a little bit of, you know, saucy new school, you know what I'm saying? So like, I like Gunna beats, and then I'll throw it back, and then I'll go look for Dave East beats, and switch it up and hit a T Grizzly beat, you know, some beats with the air, and then maybe I'll go hit like a soft, you know, mellow beat, like I have a shorty on it, you know, for sure, he knows how to sing, come correct, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, the beats is gonna basically like I like that flow, you know, the sauce.
Okay.
I can adapt to it.
Okay. And even
it's with a big thing, not a hand thing.
that's from that tune from Time when we heard that, we're like, whoa, go on.
But yeah, this guy shocked me, so I'm like, what, this guy can actually rap? He's good, he's pretty good.
That's why I was like, you know what, today I'm gonna even though like you're still coming up and you don't have like bunch of videos out there and stuff like that, I was like, I still want to get the perspective of artists who are just coming in the game right now, and I figure
with, and this also doesn't hurt that it's a fan.
You know what I mean? We ain't gonna, I'm not gonna fucking be like, ooh shit, you know, I don't know this guy, I just met him right now. No, fuck, I've been around, you know, been around Project Baby from time. You know what I'm saying? I almost called out his gubby for a second.
Knock yourself, though. Knock yourself.
But okay, just to jump off from what Baby is saying, right? I'm gonna just cut it down to Baby, okay, for a second. You know what I'm saying? What about when do you know when to step in for an artist? Okay, because Project Baby's in there and he's just one taking it, two taking it at the most. He knows what he wants to do. He's already prepared. What about for the guys who aren't? Or they're more prepared, they're more maybe a little bit more free, and they're like taking a lot of takes. When do you step in? Or do you step in at all?
Like, I'll make suggestions, right? And I'll make them a couple times.
Okay.
But if they're not being well received, then I won't overstep.
Yeah.
Because it's all about not taking them away from what they already like, the level they're on.
What they want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even, we were also speaking about dub plates and stuff like that, right? So you record dub plates in the studio.
We've had some big artists, yeah.
So give me some of these artists that have been dub plate, doing dub plates in the studio.
Oh, shit.
Throughout
the past, I mean, we had, rest in peace, we had Frankie Paul in the studio.
All right,
which is a big name. We had...
I have Frankie Paul songs at my house, so 45s.
Yeah? Oh, I got... I have them on dub.
Yeah.
With the doubles. He actually built a rhythm right in the studio.
But these ones I have are some nice, you know, 45s.
Of course.
You can't get nothing like a 45. Like, the dub is nice.
Authentic.
But the 45s.
I have no clue what you guys are talking about.
We're talking about records. We're talking about records, my friend. We're talking about records.
Talking about dubs. We're taking 20.
My sound.
My
sound is foundation. It has dub plates on 45.
That's an accomplishment right there in itself.
I want more from this list. Before you continue the list, just because, and I know the same question that you're asking, there's
the whole
people
audience.
In our audience who are like, what the fuck's a 45?
Whatever Bernard is talking about.
The four-fifth man they're talking about?
Freaking $20 bills early. Right? You know, I'm trying to get involved. What's going on? No. What
are you, and I'm going to break the fourth, what is it? The fourth wall or whatever?
Yeah.
For a quick second now, people in the comment gang. A 45 is what a vinyl is. So a vinyl is what
a people record.
A record where we used to play our shit on Priest, Spotify, and fucking iTunes before and all that
CDs
shit.
And before know, regular, CDs. The small records.
Right? And the hole in the middle of the record is a little bit bigger, so you have to have a special spoke so that you could put it onto your record player of what we used to play records with a needle. Pre-Serato.
Okay. The 45, the dubs and all of that. Yeah, it's records. Yeah,
that's what a 45
is. About my
it's
sheet.
A Lickle Records. You ever see them Lickle Records?
No. Don't worry, I'll show you one. I'll show you. Don't worry. When we're back in the building, I'll show you. I'll let you see what 45s look like.
All right, so now the list.
And we're not talking guns. We're right? talking records.
So, Jay, give me a list of some other people that you've done some dubs for.
Oh, dubs going way back. Like, see, you're putting a lot of emphasis on the sound, right? Yeah. And although that's the foundation and the birthplace of the studio.
Not just the sound. Just, you know, people who are pulling up in town and they're like, yo, I need to get a dub plate done. And they pull up to your studio.
Okay. Like, we've had, like, Merciless, Boom Dynamite.
Okay.
We've had, like I said, Lexus the Prince.
Okay.
And, I mean, we're talking about... This is older artists, right? But on dub, I have artists that obviously never made it to the studio. Not everybody we can get in there,
right, you know?
And like, there's a lot of names that I don't even really like saying names. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yo, that's dope, though.
You
that's
can't
dope.
Take back nothing you don't say.
Yeah, what do you rather record? Hip-hop or reggae? What's easier?
What's easier?
Mm-hmm.
That's a hard question. It depends what type of hip hop, like if I'm and what type of artist. I couldn't really say one or the other because there's reggae artists who come in and they're so prepared. Like shout out to like Trinity Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Like wow, big man like Trinity Chris.
You know what I'm saying? Like
on a tight pants and a square front shoe.
No, but I'm saying like he was here last week and. It couldn't be easier than that because that artist is so well tuned. Like when he goes in there,
for sure, that's a machine. So then that's a well-oiled machine.
I would say that's pretty. That's the easiest.
Yeah. So even with hip hop artists now, right? how do you do? And I'm gonna have a question for you, Project Baby, based off of this one right here, right? The auto tune stuff, right?
Okay.
Because you've been around the game for a while, so you've seen rappers convert from doing bars, to like, yo, saw something like shit, da 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 da.
Right. Yeah, he sees the cycles of the music.
Yeah. Right. So what was that like? What was your feelings on that when that happened?
Well, I just stay with it. You know what I mean? I try to stay with it because, to be honest with you, some artists can really do it. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's
that's
not
true. Some can, others can't.
When I hear like some old foot talking about how it's not real and it's not this and it's not that, and then it seems to me they're the ones who are like disrespectful and unwilling to like adapt because when you really look at it, it's like it's an art form of its own. If it's art, you should respect it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Stop comparing it and trying to like, oh, Tupac versus. Little Uzi, like that shit is like stop that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because when they do find someone who's comparable, you're not gonna like them either.
Yeah.
Did you think? Okay, seeing like the music cycles in hip hop, right? Did you think you could predict that cycle of the auto tuning coming in so heavy?
Well, I mean, like we're still talking about something a long time ago, because like auto tune has been used forever.
No, I know that, but I'm saying the way it's been used now. In this modern era, not versus how they used to use it, just like, you know, not to sauce up the whole track.
If I could have predicted, I don't want to, like, I just knew that nothing was going to stop it.
Okay. Like,
but maybe by then everybody knew that, I don't know.
Yeah. And you, Project Baby, you do a mix of two, because I've been listening to your tunes from time, right? So I hear that you use auto-tune sometimes, but then you rap.
Yeah.
Right? What made you want to do that? Like, who are some of your influences?
Nah, it's because, you know,
I don't want to ever be considered as somebody that was just a mumble rapper, you know what I'm saying? So I have to show people, I have to showcase, you know what I'm saying? Alright, he could fit in with the new, you know what I'm saying, the new way, mm-hmm. but you could tell you this is the Mobb Deep and he has the Tupac, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. with the snap in it, you know? I have to show that because that's what real rap is about, you know that.
Okay.
I don't support the just rapping, just rap, you know?
So you're paying respect and homage to the greats.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, I can respect that.
Yeah, so.
I can definitely respect that.
And then what, and that's, to me, is everybody... I want to get into the minds of the
your generation.
Your generation.
Oh, so Friday would love to crack that code.
Trust me, it is. I got that code cracked. It's just there's so many layers.
Got it, but then you don't.
Yeah, there's like.
Well, I show you. This is when you think he got something.
Yeah.
Boom. You know, there's another layer to it.
Right, because you're saying you're listening to the Mobb, you're listening to all this stuff, yeah. right? So are a lot of other people in your peers doing the same, or is it just all saucy shit?
My man, you put on a whole list of Mobb Deep, you know, my Biggie Smalls, what? You just. It's all about who you grow up around.
You have to understand,
you know?
These are like, our kids.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Look who
these are our generation's kids. This is the kids that grow under, listen to what we were listening to growing up. You understand what I'm saying? Now they're creating their own wave and their own sound. Exactly. But basically, they all grew up listening to what we were listening to.
Okay.
It's hard to us. You know, that's hard to us. You know?
Yeah.
You can, like, just watch Juice, you know, Tupac. You know, like, it's just sick. You know, you just
want to
be like them.
So, wait a minute. You're
saying. This Friday's
birthday. Because it makes a lot of sense. You're saying it's not that you guys went searching on the internet and found this stuff. You just heard what your parents were listening to, and that's what you heard in the crib when you were kids.
Because we weren't allowed to listen to the whole thing.
Okay.
And then we said, bet. Let me go listen to it on the door. You know? Me, like, one of my uncles, you know, he gave me an iPod Shuffle and left a whole bunch of. Tunes my mom would have beat me if she heard I had those on my iPod. That's what the devil, all of them. I was 9 years old at my grandma's house listening to that.
Yeah.
Saying all the lyrics, you know? So I just been around the good, you know, the good music. So
hey, like, with my music, true though.
My music has to be good now.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, no, the music is good. I'm definitely impressed by the music.
No, man, that's
a talented kid though. Or a young dope, man, I should say.
I like to see the influences and stuff like that, and even you, Jay, with like the amount of like young rappers that you're engineering and stuff like that. Do you try to like throw like some jewels at them, some advice like while they're doing the recordings and stuff like that?
Well, now we're in a generation that fortunately, like just like he said,
mm-hmm.
they came up and their parents were listening to like. What would you say, real hip hop or whatever? So a lot of them are already influenced by it in one way, like indirectly. Like the artist we spoke of, that young artist that we spoke of, like his pops put him onto all that before I ever had an opportunity to.
Mm-hmm.
So
you don't even have to be in the studio like, yo, you know you should hear this or da da da. Man, them already know.
Sometimes they'd show me.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the words out of my mouth.
I like that. Fucking like that. Yeah. So even with the rap stuff now, like who are some of the rappers that are popping up in this spot, man? Because like this is, a lot of us didn't know that this spot was here, bro.
No, we're a secret
for
now.
Yeah.
Like we're in the cut, but it's just because we're launching right now.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly enough, it's already like booking up. So
it's a nice location. It's definitely in the cut.
Yeah.
Definitely in the cut.
Well, we bumped into We Love Hip Hop alumni in here, H.H. Chase, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so there's a rapper who you see around here.
Yeah.
Was that Louis Lover?
Louis Lover, he was our number one track in Toronto last week.
True, indeed.
Yeah.
Top six.
Oh, there's been some big artists through here lately, actually.
Yeah, so like, spill some tea on us, bro.
See, like, that's the thing about
saying. See, the man don't like to drop names. The man don't tell you, for you know, listen to what the man said already. The man's not listening. The man don't tell the man, so you know, I don't drop no names.
There's only like 2-3 people who
I'm
listen to the show.
I'm not a name dropper. The man say, yo, I'm not a name dropper.
No, but definitely some talent coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I already told him that I seen him the other day, and I was with Ness Gotham.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's one young artist that I see a lot of potential in, for
okay,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah, he's sick.
Yeah, he held me up, but you know, timing. Sometimes timing is awkward. That was on me though, not on them. That was on me.
Oh well, he's got bars.
No, I want to take it in, because yo, listen to me. That Metro over there, it's not the first time I had a kid say, "Yo, from the block, eh? Yo, taking the tunes, like taking the tunes." But my thing is, I don't comment. I don't be like, yeah, yeah. You know, I take it in.
No, he's not pushing like.
No, I'm not saying he's pushing. I'm not saying anybody's pushing, but I'm just saying I genuinely take in the music. When people ask me to take in the music, I take it in.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I'm telling you, or not telling you anything, but I'm asking. I'm asking you to take it in.
So I'll take
like,
it in. Well, before I leave, you'll let me hear something.
Of course, bro. Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's. What about American acts? You got American acts that pop up?
Yeah, of course, right? But I don't even really want to leave the Canadian acts because there's the talent is here.
So what is the focus of the Sound Studio right now? What is your major focus?
It's the Sound Studio Toronto.
Sound Studio Toronto, okay.
So I would say that the focus is in the name, like, to become the Sound Studio of Toronto.
All right. Mm. So you want all the premier artists to record here and get engineered here and all of that?
Yeah, I want them to, but I want them to want to. So
yeah, no, obviously.
Trying to create that instead.
Yeah.
So you're building an environment here that's welcoming. You have a video game room in the green room you were showing me earlier. You have your multimedia room over there and your studio where you engineer and record, right?
Right.
The wall right there with the boombox, it's fucking sick. I love that.
Appreciate that.
It's a really dope touch. And yeah, man, I'm feeling the space. I'm really feeling the space.
Yeah, man. Wilson, tell us the importance of even like ambiance. Cause like the way you made this is very unique, dog. So like, how did you even get this vision together, dog?
Like, it's been a long time coming, right? Mm. So it's a process, you know. And I'll say one thing: throughout all the studios that I built, they were always kind of like themed. Mm. So
I have one theme for this one. Sorry to cut you off.
That's a good question. You know, I know the design, like the style theme. I don't really know if it has a theme the way that the other ones did. Like, I had one studio that was built like a jail range,
mm-hmm. Oh.
Right? And there was bars in the windows of the booth, and like to lock it, you would turn a wheel, okay. And it would.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty legit.
Sick.
Right? But it was for the time, right? And then later on, I had a mid-century style studio that I had like made it all 50s furniture, 50 TV. Like,
oh, wow.
It was
okay.
So I had to put the boomboxes away for that. You know,
yeah.
And then when I realized that, like, hiding them didn't make sense, I brought them out in one of the builds, and everybody started shooting in front of them. So, dope. That's definitely a stamp for the studio, and it's part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do multimedia as well, right? So
we do a lot. We're multifaceted.
Okay. Dope.
Oh, you got green screens.
Yeah, there's everything.
Yeah, this room right here is dedicated like for sight, and then once you pass that side of the studio, that entire side is committed to sound. So
I just caught that out of the corner of my eye. This man was telling the ghost in the room about, like, oh look, I'm like, oh yeah, there is a green room. Oh, that's pretty dope right there. So yeah, that's a nice little setup, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah, we could put.
It's not a little setup either. I'm not saying little. Like when I just. It's not a little setup. It's a nice setup. So let me just drop the word little. It's a nice setup. Like I shouldn't say little setup because actually it's a pretty big space.
The green screen's actually on remote. So
yeah,
we could drop like We Love Hip Hop right in Mexico, like right now.
Man, I got a picture. I should email you a picture of Jamaica right now.
Explain that to me.
Nice little backdrop.
Explain that to me.
Explain what?
This multimedia thing here, this. You said you could remote to Mexico or something?
No, I just said...
Well, that's what he's saying. Basically, Friday, he could drop down the green screen. It's remote control, right? And then you can, you know what a green screen
is. And then we would key us under the chroma key, right?
Yeah.
Just video editing.
Okay.
But the fact that he can just like boom,
and we
boom,
do that
switch.
Too.
You guys do video editing?
We do video, yeah.
It's a one-stop shop.
I have some like... remember that it's a hub? So that I have some amazing like photographers and videographers and such creatives of their own on my team.
Okay.
Kind of like assemble.
Wow, man. So you're doing way more than just engineering a session, dog. You're like,
I wouldn't really call myself an engineer, like, because I'm not committed solely to engineering.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
And some people are. So.
Okay, so I'm gonna, cause we can keep on going about all this all night, but I wanna keep you just for one more minute, moment, right? Both of y'all, right? And before, cause we're running late on time.
No, 2 seconds. Just take a break for a second.
Okay. I'm gonna hold y'all for a moment. We're gonna do something called Smoke and Mirror.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
I'm gonna bring us back with a track by Cuzzle 61 or Cuzzle 16 called Junkies.
Hello.
That's the interlude, that's not the tune.
Alright, just meet me by the store. Yo, meet me by the store.
I keep that shit on the low, know what I mean? Gang. Junkies call my phone, and everybody knows shit. But I'm trying to keep it on the low. Cooking by the stove, meet me by the store. Yeah, gave him 35, he gave me 4. Junkies call my phone, and everybody knows shit.
Okay. All right, so we're back with our smoke and mirrors, and we got 365 in the building. Let me make sure my mics are up over here. So a couple things I want to bring up here before we get out of here. A couple things I want to bring up here before we get out of here. The Toronto South, okay? There was a story that I posted on welovehiphop.ca, okay? The guards don't want to go back into work because they're tired. They're sick and tired, they said. And the straw on the camel's back is an alleged code blue that was called. And they said when the guards got to the scene, they got rushed by, how many fucking people did they say here now? I think 35 men.
They said dozens.
Dozens of men.
Dozens of men rushed them. Eight officers injured.
Yeah.
So that's like the equivalent to a riot almost.
Yeah. Yeah. So a fake code blue, basically, is what the officers called it, right? Mm-hmm. Because when they got there, nothing to go on. Mm-hmm. Man, them are just like, yo, wagwan, we're waiting for them.
Yeah.
And rushed the fuck out of them, okay? Now they're outside the jail. They don't want to go back inside.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is a new jail, mind you. They just built this jail.
Yeah. You guys heard any about this in the news?
No. It's nothing new, though. That's normal.
That's normal.
Like that shit. That shit happens all day.
Oh, super facts. You know? Fuck. I've been through my own situations where when I was down below, there's been riots, you know what I'm saying? Standoffs and all that, you know what I'm saying? So, but the thing is with that place too, with the South, it's a replacement for the Don, apparently, right? And the Don was a shit show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you think that fucking city's doing anything better with what they try to do with the South?
It's the same shit. Like, nothing really changed, you know? Just a new location. Jail's gonna be jail, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever's happening, jail's gonna happen in jail.
Yeah.
Nothing really gonna change. They just made a new establishment.
Yeah.
They're begging for Doug Ford to come tour the jail. Like, that's gonna do something for them.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? Free the dogs, you know what I'm saying? Freedom is a must. Yeah. And the guards, fuck them anyway, but same way, like, the men's were paro to not want to go back into work. Right? You
know, one man's talking about, they threatened to come back and shoot us in the parking lot. Parking lot's not secure. This is what the guard was saying on the television,
bro.
Man, moving wasi, bro. They're just getting it all out. They're letting it loose. They're letting it loose, bro. The guards are letting it fly on TV. All, what is it called? The cuffs are off. Not the gloves, the cuffs are off. They're gonna talk now, bro.
They got the guard shaking it rough, basically.
Bro, trust me.
Okay. Now, I know y'all seen the R. Kelly thing now. Please tell me, man, didn't see it. I posted this shit on the We Love Hip Hop Network Instagram. I posted two things.
There was a thing where he would do where Gayle King, shout out Gayle King, aka Stoneface, I'm a giver.
Yo, she didn't flinch.
Where she was like, yo, you dealt with, did you ever deal with underage girls? And he was like, no, whatever, I'm not guilty. Or what is it? It didn't, what was his thing?
I didn't see it, I didn't watch it.
The man said something, I'm not guilty because the case, because I beat the case.
Didn't he just go back to the bin?
Yeah, he just got out of jail. He just, he's on bail right now, $100,000 bail.
No, he just went back to the bin right now.
Oh, what? Breaking news.
Like right now,
like a couple hours ago.
Breaking news, Friday. Look at that, we're getting schooled. Breaking news. Thank you, KG.
KG with the breaking news. That's there's sound effects, but you'll hear them later.
That's the
more fire, more fire. For real, eh?
Yeah. That's wild. Back, so, and the man's talking about he wants a relationship. But I see that part. I want a relationship with my kids.
Yeah, let me play this for you.
Oh boy. Okay. But that's crazy. So the man got hemmed up again, back in jail.
Now I don't even want to play it because that's now this is old news.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is old dudes.
So he got hemmed. Okay, because remember, he just came home on 100,000 bail.
Yeah, he was begging.
It was 160 grand back child support. They booked him on that when he went for a hearing on that.
Dude with the facts. So dude, for the people who didn't hear in the listening, said that they hit him for back-to-back child support.
Damn.
When he went for the hearing. So you're saying, KG, that he...
Damn, they fucking with a nigga.
I don't know the details.
Yo, he came with the scoop though.
Well, you came with the scoop.
That was blessed though.
He went back, you know. I didn't even know all that other shit.
Where you get that info?
Shade room, follow them.
Hey. Listen, I'm on the shade room. I'm on baller alert too, yo. That's what.
Clearly,
I missed that.
Clearly.
Listen, we're filming.
We were here, so
we're filming. So I missed that.
That's so
that's looking out, fam. Hey, I'm gonna go home and write a new story. Second man. Okay, I got one more thing here. One more thing. Yeah. Okay. So there's a second man who was cured of AIDS. Y'all know what about that?
I heard about that shit still.
Yeah.
HIV.
Yeah.
What
you say?
Yeah.
HIV.
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 I have AIDS written here.
No symptoms.
That's false info.
I think it's HIV.
So they say he's the second man. HIV. Okay. The man's name is Timothy.
HIV and AIDS are two different things.
Timothy Ray Brown.
Toronto?
No, he's in UK.
What, you saying he's the second man with it?
He's the second man to be cured.
They found a cure.
He's saying he's cured. He's cured.
Yeah.
Cost bare money.
And young boys next.
Definitely bare money to do that shit.
Did you guys see anything about this case?
Yeah, I see.
It's crazy, dog. Like the amount of things that they gotta do to take the transplant from the next man's blood.
Mm-hmm. They said it's a rich cure. Only rich people can get that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Other people can't even get it.
That's crazy.
My question is, who's the first guy? Is that magic?
Yeah.
Probably. That's just so funny.
Yeah, that guy is a bear money for sure.
Him or young boy.
Yo, Magic never had AIDS, remember? He only had HIV. And then they went through a very serious regimen for him. You know that. Look at him. The man don't look sick.
He's not dropping on no time.
It's called rich.
He's good to go.
Yeah, he look at him. He's like, he looks healthier than certain mans on the, you know?
Yeah, sure.
On the road, he's looking healthier than, you know what I mean? Like, he's out, like, he's living his life. He don't look like,
living his best life. Well, not really. But the common denominator, you're right, is the money. Because, you know, Magic, we all joke and kid or whatever about Magic, but he got hella cash.
Yeah, so if he wants it, he's gonna get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he wants it, he definitely wants it.
And this guy here, the process that he has to go through, they say the blood type that they take it from is a specific white male. Only a specific type of white male has. No, real facts.
The shit was from like an AIDS resistant patient or something, they said the blood came from.
Yeah.
They transfuted the man's blood with someone who is a.
Yeah.
No, you're good there. You're good there. You won't be on. You guys are good.
Yeah. No, I just seen a mask coming up, and I was like, oh shit. No.
The man just want to make sure he's not on camera. Yeah, no, you're good. You're good.
No, but like.
No.
Just move your head that way. Yeah, right here.
Yeah, but yeah, when I seen that, I was like, wow.
two motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Think about how long, and we'll get off of this shit.
Man, you know, they've probably been had the cure, just like cancer.
Real shit. Now it's time for the money, you know?
That's right.
It's time for the money. They're ready to make it a profitable thing right now. So,
you think they're going to start bringing that out to the people? Like, any of us can just go down to Shoppers or...
Not yet. Not yet. Not until they made enough money, right?
There's no money in the cure.
Hey, listen. If man them could just go down, pull up at a Rexall or something and be like, yo, let me cop one of those and just throw down some bands and get it. You know how many mans will just... Or just get the... There's a prevention thing, okay?
I hope there's not that many people in the city with fucking HIV, man.
Listen, I don't want to get us on some somber shit before we end the show, but... Listen, wrap the shit up. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, STD rates are high in the city. Thanks to Tinder.
You know what I'm saying? Thanks to Tinder. Swipe left, swipe right, swipe yourself right into the clinic. You know what I'm saying?
Men don't do that Tinder thing.
No, straight.
It's a lie.
I know a couple mans on there say idiot thing though. Super idiot thing. I'm caught. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
In the back.
None of that.
All the way in the back here. Listen, facts.
Okay, quick side note, no side note. Let's sit on that for a second. Rappers, okay? When you guys start rapping and shit like that, because I'm a man, I'm not even going to front. I just got off of the Bumble and the Tinder like not too long ago. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
And you're on there, eh?
I was on there.
It's working for you.
Idiot thing.
What's your swish rate? What's your swish rate?
I never really thought about my swish rate, dog. Like, but now when I think about it, holy... So, like, for every time
okay,
I swipe...
Real talk, though, that's not what you're about to say. So, go back to what
you're about to say. Yeah, you're about to change the topic. You're about to change the topic.
You got me for a second there, right?
You know what?
You got me for a second, eh? But, listen, we're not even worried about that. But, from y'all as young cats and the rappers, right? The rappers, is it a thing you guys can't go on Tinder once you start getting, like, fucking 500,000 views on this, on YouTube, though? Y'all to me be like, yo, I lie.
Crazy story. You can't do that shit.
No.
You don't need Tinder.
Yeah, get out of my dad.
Yeah.
Be social.
Talk to again. Yeah. Okay, okay. So you guys just go through your DMs and then you're just straight. They're like, yeah, mom. Two DMs, one, two pussy pics, and you're good to go.
I can't.
Talk to me, fam. No?
Yeah, you just have to go to the club or something.
You just have to find that girl, you know? That's
yeah,
that's it.
Bitches.
That's the goal, you know.
I know y'all DMs be crazy. I'm asking how crazy y'all DMs be, but how crazy y'all DMs? Before we go, give me a crazy DM.
My DMs are shit. I swear.
Okay. I'll accept that answer.
I get bare love, so just.
Yeah?
Oh, I thought you meant like some caddies and stuff.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah. Like, do you get some wild ones?
No, man, they're shit.
This guy's shit. I don't know what you're talking about.
So you got the sauce in there.
Talk I don't to me. You want to speak on it, but
it's Liddy.
Whatever, man. It's gonna become like you have to chase the money first, then you know, the girls, whatever.
No, you talking facts. Family,
hey, I'm good, you know. I just say one bitty, and I'm good. You know? Yeah. Easy. I'm a simple man. Okay. I'm a simple life.
I'm not gonna do like what Angela Yee
is doing.
Cause you ever watch Breakfast Club? Angela Yee be grabbing niggas' phones. Yeah, let me see. And then she goes right in their phones and goes to check their DM.
She's
Angela Yee. Y'all pull up at the Breakfast Club, you know you're letting Angela Yee go up in your fucking
sorry.
Set the standard.
Send on your phone. Let me go through your DMs. Is that the same girl that Gucci Man said, so what, when I was hollering, she was like, no?
Yes.
Yeah. Man.
Shout out Angela Yee. Don't say nothing bad about her. Hey.
Yo, not secret. He don't hide it. He's very open about it.
Okay, let's wrap this shit up, yo.
Yeah, it's getting too personal. Yo, let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah. Wrap this shit up like the fucking the last subject we were talking about there. Social medias. Let me know social media wise. Let's go from right to left. All social medias and where to find y'all music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Let's start with you.
Instagram KG.
Look over here, fam.
Over here.
Sorry.
Instagram, KG.365. Fucking, I'm on Spotify too. All those networks, all those streaming websites. Mm-hmm. Just type in 365KG. You know, 365, you can find the gang's music too, you know.
Dope.
My Insta is 365 Dirty One. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you guys just check us out. Scrape the Pop, Pyrex. You We're going too. In this year. This year it's a wrap. So that's why I'm not even talking, bro. I'm just going to let the music talk.
I like that.
I believe it.
Nah, my shit's fucking J. Nah, yeah, J Slime 365. Mm-hmm. So there it is.
Okay.
How about you?
Catch me at AF1 Ballman. Catch you me. Know? New tunes out now. Pyrex, Scrape the Pot.
AF1 with a one art.
They say all that, man. Yeah.
One? That number one art?
Yeah. AF number one. Okay. Ballman.
Yeah.
Man, I'm moving confused.
Nah, right,
you know what? I'm really looking forward to more that you guys have to produce for 2019. You know what I'm saying? Because from what you guys have done so far, I'm really fucking impressed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm impressed with the way that you guys have been able to spread your crew out, right? And the way that you guys have been able to keep unity. Mm-hmm. It's not something you see often. We're in a real selfish type of society where everybody just for themselves. So when you see a crew of man them roll together and like they're like, we're gonna do tunes together, it's a refreshing thing. And I respect for coming through. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks for having us, you know?
Yes.
PK Herc, let the people know where to find you.
Well, it's me, SSC_HeyHercs_PK on Instagram, like always. So holla at your boy, episode 113.
Yeah, 113.
Jeez.
Then you guys are working, eh?
Hey. Yeah, consistency. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. But shout out, live podcast coming on the 16th of March. So March get 16th. Your tickets.
Where's the bottle?
Links in the bio. Oh, yes. The link is in the bio, and the 55th person is going to get a bottle. Yeah, Silk Vodka.
Courtesy of Silk Vodka. So shout out to the people at Silk Vodka. We're going to be giving out a bottle of this to the 55th person who buys a ticket. Like Herc said, tickets are in the link over on my bio.
Mine too.
Yeah, as well as Herc's bio. And yeah. You done with your shout outs on social media and stuff?
Yeah, Shout out to the people that need to be shouted out. They know who they are.
Shout out, We Love Hip Hop, bro.
Thank you very much.
Hit up our website, that's welovehiphop.ca. You know what I'm saying? That's the source for all interviews, news, all that type of good shit. You know what I'm saying? Hit up my website, that's Friday, aka Ricky Dredd, that's Dredd. Hit up all my social medias, Friday Ricky Dredd across the board, Dredd. Twitter, We Love Hip Hop Toronto, and Instagram, We Love Hip Hop Network, all right? And please remember to like, share, and subscribe. I'm going to take us out with a tune by a gentleman named 90. Track is called Brand New.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Ever since I laid my eyes on you, I can stop thinking about you. Yeah, my baby girl, yeah, you rock my world. And it's all brand new. It's all brand new. It's all brand new. Everything about you. I pull up my eye, yeah, she fly. Everything.